This is your host, Danny, and this is a new Word Power episode from English Plus Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to learn new words in the context of a very interesting story about fossils trapped in tar. We will talk about that in a little bit, but let me tell you about the words you're going to learn in today's episode. We're going to learn the words congestion, encompass, congeal, immerse, demise, pervade, excavate, fervid, confute, and probe. All these words are very interesting, and you will even find them more interesting when you hear about them in context. Interested? Join me in this episode and let's learn about these 10 words in context. But let me tell you two things. The first thing is that there is a link in the description that will take you to my website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. There you will find a custom post I created for this episode where you can practice what you have learned. And of course, for my patrons, there's also the PDF practice worksheet you can get on Patreon. And that brings me to the second thing, and the second link you can find in the description of the episode. The second link will take you to my Patreon page. You can support me on Patreon, help me create more content for you and for the whole community, and of course, enjoy the special benefits that you can get if you become a patron. And with that being said, let's not waste any more time and let's dive in right into the world of tar and fossils. And as I told you, our story for today is fossils trapped in tar. That's coming next. Not far from the congestion of the Los Angeles freeways, saber-toothed cats, mastodons, and giant ground sloths once roamed the land. During the Ice Age, which encompassed a period of time some 10,000 to 40,000 years ago, over 400 different kinds of animals lived on the grassy plain that is now Los Angeles. Then, as now, large deposits of oil lay beneath the earth in California. When these deposits seeped through the cracks in the surface, the oil evaporated, leaving pools of sticky tar that would catch leaves and other forms of ground cover. During colder weather, these pools congealed, trapping the leaves in the hardened tar. Then in the summer heat, the tar pools beneath the leaves softened into an ooze similar to molasses. Unsuspecting animals walked into the ooze and sank. Once these beasts became immersed in the tar, it was nearly impossible for them to escape. These oily tar pits caused the demise of thousands of animals. The animals' remains did not vanish, however. The same tar that caused their deaths also pervaded their bones and preserved them as fossils. Until 1906, the tar from Rancho La Brea was excavated for use as a glue. It was then that Dr. John C. Merriam at the University of California realized the importance of the fossils that were being dug up along with the tar. After that, scientists began the fervid excavation of these revealing fossils. Evidence of mammoths, mastodons, saber-toothed cats, lions, wolves, sloths, camels, horses, and other animals was uncovered. In 1977, the fossils were placed in a museum and research center. There, paleontologists study bone fossils, which tell of events that took place thousands of years ago and try to explain why the animals became extinct. One theory is that they were overhunted by early humans. While it is difficult to confute this theory, some scientists question why the bones of only one human have been found in the Rancho La Brea tar pits. As scientists continue to probe for answers, their discoveries about the past may help us glimpse the future. So that was our story about the tar pits and the fossils. I hope you enjoyed the story and I hope you learned something new you didn't know about before. And now we come to the second part and the more important part, and that is the words. Let me remind you again, we have 10 words we're going to talk about: congestion, encompass, congeal, immerse, demise, pervade, excavate, fervid, confute, and probe. Don't go away, stay with me. That's coming next. So let's start with the very first word, congestion. C-O-N-G-E-S-T-I-O-N. Let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said not far from the congestion of the Los Angeles freeways, saber-toothed cats, mastodons, and giant ground sloths once roamed the land. Well, here let's focus on congestion. When we talk about freeways, congestion, Los Angeles, we're talking about a lot of cars, right? And that is exactly what the word means. If there is congestion in a place, the place is extremely crowded and blocked with traffic or people or both, of course. So it's like saying jam, crowding, overcrowding, something like that. So that is our first word. The second word, encompass. E-N-C-O-M-P-A-S-S. Encompass. Now let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said, during the Ice Age, which encompassed a period of time some 10,000 to 40,000 years ago, over 400 different kinds of animals lived on the grassy plain that is now Los Angeles. So, encompassed. We said, which encompassed? We're talking about the Ice Age. It encompassed a period of time. If something encompasses particular things, it includes them. It is like it encircles them. It includes those things. And here we're talking about time. So the Ice Age encompassed the period of time, included this period of time some 10,000 to 40,000 years ago. So that is our word, encompass. Let's jump to the next word, congeal. C-O-N-G-E-A-L. Congeal. How do we use that in context? We were talking about the tar pits, right? So we said during cold weather, these pools congealed, trapping the leaves in the hardened tar. What does it mean when a liquid congeals? When a liquid congeals, it becomes very thick and sticky and almost solid. So it kind of thickens or freezes. And that is exactly what happened in the tar pits, and that led to what happened later for the fossils, of course. So that was congeal. What about the next word, immerse? I-M-M-E-R-S-E. Immerse. Let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said, once these beasts became immersed in the tar, it was nearly impossible for them to escape. So what does it mean to be immersed in something? Now, you can be immersed in a story because the story is very interesting and you are listening to it attentively, or maybe a movie because it's a very good movie. But what does it mean to be immersed in something like tar? If something is immersed in a liquid, it is completely covered with it. It is submerged, dipped. You can do that, of course. You can immerse things on purpose. But here for these animals, of course, it was an accident. They didn't know they were going to be submerged in those pits. And obviously, that led to their demise. And that is exactly the word we're going to talk about next. D-E-M-I-S-E. Demise. Now, we said these oily tar pits caused the demise of thousands of animals. Now, what does it mean? It simply means the end or death, obviously. The demise of something or someone is their end or death. Now, of course, that was a tragic event for the animals, of course. But at the same time, it was a good thing for science, especially in these tar pits. That is where our next word comes in handy, pervade, P-E-R-V-A-D-E. Now, we said the same tar that caused their deaths also pervaded their bones and preserved them as fossils. So, what do we mean by pervade? If something pervades a place or thing, it is a noticeable feature throughout it. That's in general. And here, in our very special example, it spreads throughout all its parts. So, the tar spread throughout all the bones, all the remains of these animals. And by doing that, it did not only pervade the bones, it preserved the bones as fossils. So it was not a very good thing for the animals who died this way. It was horrible, obviously, but it was a good thing for science because thousands of years later, we can look at these fossils and try to explain what happened a long time ago and maybe if we are wise, try to predict what may happen in the future. So that led to the digging of this place. But of course, the digging or the excavation of the place did not start just because of the fossils. They wanted glue. And that is our very next word, by the way, excavate, E-X-C-A-V-A-T-E, excavate. Now, in our context, we said until 1906, the tar from Rancho La Brea was excavated for use as a glue. so they wanted glue. They didn't have a clue that they would find fossils in there, but they just wanted glue, so they started excavation. What is the meaning of excavate? We usually use that with archaeologists, but it doesn't have to be archaeology. Sometimes it's just for oil. When archaeologists or other people excavate a piece of land, they remove earth carefully from it and look for things such as pots, bones, or buildings, which are buried there in order to discover information about the past. That is the usual meaning of excavate, and we use it a lot with archaeology. And of course, it happens all around the world, not only for fossils, but also to find some old structures, old tombs, etc. That happens all the time. So that is the word excavate. And here we use that to talk about the excavation that started for glue. But when they found fossils, when they found this large number of fossils in those tar pits, then we have the next word, fervid, F-E-R-V-I-D. We said after that, scientists began the fervid excavation of these revealing fossils. What is the meaning of fervid? When you describe something as fervid, you mean it is done with a lot of passion, belief, and enthusiasm. It was a breakthrough for scientists back in the day. And until this very day, we don't have all the answers. We're still trying to figure out and kind of theorize what happened. But the excavation here, we use this word fervid, a lot of passion, a lot of belief, a lot of enthusiasm. That's the word fervid. And now that brings me to the next word, confute. And here we're talking about theories. Now, how did we use that in context? We said one theory is that they were overhunted by early humans. While it is difficult to confute this theory, some scientists question why the bones of only one human have been found in the Rancho La Brea tar pits. Now, the word is confute, C-O-N-F-U-T-E, confute. What does that mean? If you confute a theory, you prove it to be in error or false. Now here, we said it's difficult to confute this theory. It's difficult to prove this theory wrong. But of course, we're not going to talk about theories because we're not paleontologists, but we care about the meaning of this word, confute, to prove a theory wrong. Now, what about the last word for today's episode? And that is probe, P-R-O-B-E, probe. How did we use that in context? We said, as scientists continue to probe for answers, their discoveries about the past may help us glimpse the future. What does that mean? When you probe for answers. Now, if you probe into something, you ask questions or try to discover facts about that thing. That is the meaning of probe. So, what do you think? Nice words, right? Very interesting words, very interesting context, and a story that I hope you like and learn something from. And more importantly, learn these 10 new words and add them to your active vocabulary bank. And to do that, there's a way I can help you with. I have a lot of practice on my website. This custom post I created for this episode is going to help you a lot. Don't just count on what you listen to in my episode. Go to my website and take your English to the next level, because the only way you can build your vocabulary is by practicing. And I have a lot of activities for you, so I got you covered. And for my patrons, there's the extra PDF practice worksheet that you can get on my Patreon page. So also for the ones who are not patrons yet, consider becoming patrons and get all the benefits that come with becoming a patron. With that being said, thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast. This is your host, Danny. I will see you next time.